إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. بعد My dear brothers and sisters, بإذن الله تعالى, we are at the last of the five critical aspects of winning. And as we, just to recall, we started with the importance of passion in what you do, number one. Number two is to focus. And to focus means to ignore that which is not necessary. Number three is commitment to the task itself, to do what needs to be done without any deviation. And fourth is the strategy. Commitment means investment, but investment according to what? And that's the strategy. And the fifth one, which is finally where the actual action happens, which is execute or execution. And this is very, very important, because at the end of the day, it's only what you do which gives results. The best plans in the world are still plans. Until that plan is implemented, it's still a plan. It can be the best plan in the world, but it will not do anything by itself. Somebody's got to work that plan. And that is the meaning of execute. Execution consists of, number one, the discipline to do what needs to be done. Number two, the organizing ability to organize all the logistics and so on that are required to make things happen. And number three, perhaps the most important of that, is the people skills. Ability to take people along with you. Ability to deal with conflict, ability to work with people who are not necessarily the most likable people, but they have the necessary skills. So the people skills. First one is discipline to do what needs to be done. Second one is the ability to organize things, the logistics and so on and so forth. And third one is the people skills to take the people along with you. And we see that very good projects with very good strategies, very good background, need, everything else, they fail because one or more of these three things are missing. Either there is the discipline to get up every morning and do what needs to be done, either that is not there, or the second one is that organizing ability is not there. There's a lot of enthusiasm, energy and so on, but actual organizing ability to get the right material in the right place, this is missing. And third one, which is that people skills are missing. And we get into conflicts, or we can't work with some people, and then you need those people and those skills, so things fail. So execution is the ultimate test of the reality. Does it work? You know only when the execution happens. If it can't be executed, then you can, all that you can say is, well, it was a good idea. Now, in the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we see all of these three things happening, and happening to a level of perfection. We see commitment, about which I don't think anybody needs any emphasis. The commitment of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the commitment of the Sahaba in the surah that we recited in Surah Al-Fajr just now. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bore witness to their commitment. Inna rabbaka ya'lamu annaka taqumu adna min thulusay layli wa nisfahu wa thulusahu wa ta'ifatun min alladhina ma'ak. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala bore witness. Allah said, Allah is witness that you stand and the people stand with you in the night. What more proof do we need of commitment? I mean, this is, I'm just saying, and this extended to their entire lives. The Sahaba's whole life, their commitment was to Islam. And therefore, there are any number of examples. I don't want to extend the further reminder, but we have so many examples of how this commitment extended throughout their lives, in all aspects of life. The Salah was the criterion. The Salah was the example of how they led their whole lives. Their Salah was not like ours. We have one Salah in the masjid and the rest of our life has no connection with whatever the Salah was supposed to teach us. But that is not the Sahaba. The Sahaba, Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain, their Salah was inside the masjid, their Salah was also outside the masjid. And that is where they excelled. So So that was their commitment. Now in terms of organizing ability, if you see the seerah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he organized things, how he, for example, the first migration to Abyssinia was to create an environment in a place as an alternative if the work in Hijaz fails. And he managed to do that so successfully that actually the king of the place, the Negus, he accepted Islam and he became Muslim. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's whole preparation of his own migration to Medina, of getting the people of Medina, the Ansar, ready to receive him, where he sent Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu, and then his own commitment at the Baytul Aqaba, and so on and so forth. So he didn't just get up and walk. All the preparation that was made, all the logistics, all the organizing, before he actually went. And therefore, when he went, there was great success. And finally, in the issue of people skills, I don't know whether there is, I'm not saying this out of Aqidat, alhamdulillah, we have our Aqidat of Aqidat for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is something which should and does, alhamdulillah, exceed our Aqidat for everyone, including our own parents and our own friends, alhamdulillah. I'm not saying this out of Aqidat, I'm saying this out of purely as an objective observation of Rasulullah ﷺ, that I doubt if we can find another example in history of a person with people skills like the people skills of Rasulullah ﷺ. He was not only able to get along with people, he was able to get along with people who were his mortal enemies. And not just get along with them, but to actually convert them to becoming his greatest friends. Khalid bin Walid radiallahu anhu, Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu. These people, they spent their whole life trying to kill Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Until they came to Islam, the previous life before coming to Islam, their entire life, their whole orientation, their whole objective was, how can we destroy Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How can we kill him? How can we destroy him? How can we ruin his reputation? And so on and so forth. Their whole objective was that. But not only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him, but Rasulullah's treatment of them was such that not only did they come to Islam, they became the greatest supporters of Muhammad and the greatest supporters of Islam, and they died in that path. Take Hind, the radiallahu anha, the wife of Abu Sufyan. And what level of enmity is it? And what level of hatred is it? That not only are you not satisfied with killing somebody, but you have to actually mutilate the body. I mean, imagine what kind of, venom in the heart. Even killing is not enough. After killing, you have to mutilate the body. How does a woman like that become one of the greatest supporters of Islam? It's no magic. It is just how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam treated those people. It is just how he treated those people, how he dealt with them, how he treated with them. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam married the daughter of Abu Sufyan, Habibah radiallahu anha, and the Negus performed the nikah in An-Najashi. He performed the nikah in Abyssinia, and then she came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Medina. Now Abu Sufyan came to visit his daughter. So as he entered the house, he wanted to sit, and the only place to sit was a bed in which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to sleep. So Habibah radiallahu anha, she turned over the bed cover. She removed the bed cover. So Abu Sufyan sarcastically said, "Oh, you think you removed it because you think it is not fit for me." So she said, "I removed it because you are not fit for that. That is the bed cover of the Nabi." When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam heard this, he was not happy. When he heard this, he told her, "Treat your father with honor." Who is the father? The father is not a Muslim. The father is an enemy of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "Treat your parents with honor. Treat them honor." Who is the mother? Hind. Who is the father? Abu Sufyan. Before they became Muslim. This is the advice he gives his own wife, their daughter. He said, they are your parents. The fact that they are not Muslim makes no difference. The fact that they are my enemies makes no difference. Can you imagine this? Where is this? Which akhlaq? He could have, if he wanted to, he could have said, your father must not enter the house. He would have said that was within his rights as a husband to, stop somebody from entering his house. He didn't even have to say it. I mean, she was doing it without his telling him, without his, instructions. People skills. Execution depends on people's skills for a simple reason, which is that nobody has the talent and the ability and the energy to fulfill or to complete any big project on their own. Nobody has. We all need people. And we need to build those skills, we need to build teams, we need to take people along with us. We all need people. None of us gets everyone we like. Some we like, some we don't like. But we need the skills. So the ability to get along with those people. And the root of that is the ability to forgive each other. Forgiveness is the glue. That is the adhesive that builds teams. And that is what Rasulullah ﷺ demonstrated in such great measure. He forgave. His Rabb forgives and he forgave. Ajib, this Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how he built this entire community. And the root of that was the willingness to forgive. Whoever did whatever they did, forgive. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to enable us to learn from the seerah of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to make the seerah a witness against us. And to make us the witnesses for the seerah. And to give us the barakah of the seerah in our lives. And to enable us to live it, to practice it. And to enable the seerah to turn our hearts and to turn the hearts of people towards Islam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman rahim.